Hello.
Hello. Good evening. I'm calling
Hello.
from National Opinion Surveys. May I please speak with Tisa Wallace? I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably.
Definitely.
Are the chances 50-50? Okay, definitely. And can you please tell us what is your age, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
39.
And just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
Mm-hmm, Caucasian.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Okay? Set of 10. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
A Republican.
And will you call yourself strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Not strong.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat.
Somewhat satisfied. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And in a few words, what specifically makes you say that?
For the moment, everything is okay.
Just let me record that very fast. Okay. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? I have a short list, and I know all are important, but the most important to you, I have protecting abortion and reproductive rights, protecting our democracy and freedoms, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, climate change and environmental issues, crime and violence, inflation and the economy, gun regulation and reform, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, healthcare costs for the last three, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, improving K-12 public school education, or immigration and border security.
And it was only one that I could choose?
Actually, you can pick two, your top two, and I can repeat the list if you want.
Okay, what was number two?
Protecting our democracy and freedoms. That's the
okay,
second.
That one. And then probably the criminal justice.
Okay, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable. And
not that one. It was the one before that. There was another one about crime and...
Crime and violence. Is that correct?
Uh-huh, that.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court? You strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove the job they are doing?
I don't have an opinion on that. Is that okay?
Based on what you know about the United States Supreme Court, maybe somewhat
yeah,
approved.
Yeah, I would say somewhat. Yeah, approved. Yeah, somewhat.
Approved. Okay, thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse? What do you think?
I think getting worse.
And now thinking about race relations in America, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think they're better than they were a year ago or 2 years ago, but just like in general, probably the same.
Yeah, in general. And how often would you say do you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say
very often
or not at all?
Not at all.
And how often would you say do you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday
life?
Not at all. Okay. And would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
The same.
And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. We're 50% now. I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you don't feel warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
The first one on the list, the NAACP, from 0 to 100. How would you rate that?
What was the 50? What did you say was 50? I have no feelings either way.
Yeah, correct. It's like in the middle. 0 is very cold and unfavorable. 100, very favorable towards them.
Favorable.
And,
yeah, I would say, or what was the other one?
You may use any number between 0 to 100, depending
on... Uh-huh, or it was, I don't know, that organization?
Yeah, if you never heard of that, it's not a problem.
Okay, I would say 50.
50. And the next one, the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights. How would you rate that?
Never heard of it.
0 to 100. Never heard of, okay? The next one is Donald Trump from 0 to 100. How would you rate him?
50.
Ron DeSantis?
I would say more like 75.
75? The Democratic Party in general, how would you rate them?
Let's say 25.
25? Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
50.
Taylor Swift?
Well, I love her.
Okay, so 100. From 0 to 100, 100. And the last one, Kamala Harris. How would you rate her?
25.
25, thank you so much. And now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden, Cornel West, or Donald Trump?
What a crappy group of options. That is really hardcore. You're, what are the things again? If you could vote, honey, for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or what's the other one?
Cornel West, the independent candidate.
The independent somebody, Cornel West. I don't know. Who would you vote for, honestly? I would almost have to say Donald Trump. I really hate to say it.
Yeah, I know, but I'm prepared to read verbatim, and your opinion is
We'll do Donald
here.
Trump.
You, Donald
it's a sad,
Trump.
Sad day, but yes, that's what we would do.
And how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat not so worried, or not at all?
I don't think about them, so I don't know what that answer would be.
Not at all? Not worried at
all? I guess it would, well, I don't want to make it seem like, oh, they're fine, they're good, I'm not worried about them at all, because...
not too worried, is that okay, about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Not too worried or not at all?
I'm like, not. So by saying not at all, does that mean like that I feel like their rights are fine and so I'm not worried about it at all? Or does it mean that I'm not...
Yes,
thinking about them.
Are not worried about that specific topic.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I don't think about... Yeah, I don't think about them at all, so
okay.
I'm not worried
now,
at all about them.
And now, our 75%, again, thank you for your kindness to help us, and wrapping this up with the last few questions. I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement, okay?
Okay.
The first one... American democracy is under major threat now. Strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Agree. Your heritage, tradition, and cultural identity is under attack in America.
Somewhat agree.
Okay. The next one, gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country.
I don't agree.
Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree with that?
I somewhat disagree.
the next one, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
What's like the
strongly agree with
someone?
That? Someone agree, someone disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement.
And what was the question one more time?
Yes, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Somewhat disagree.
Okay.
Yeah, someone disagrees.
The last three, America is on the path to another civil war.
I hope not. No, I would disagree to that.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with that?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. The government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society.
I don't think the government should do more of anything. I'm gonna somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. And the last one, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Reversing discrimination?
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
I somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, okay? And now, in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Strongly support?
I don't agree with it. No, I don't support
that. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Strongly.
And now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made, and please tell me which you agree with more. Statement
okay.
A, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own belief to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Or statement B, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limit children's access to new ideas and marginalized people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as black and LGBTQ+. So which of these statements do you agree with more? Statement A or B?
The first one. A.
Okay, much more with A or somewhat agree with
A? Yeah, I'd say much more.
Much more. And now I'm going to read you a short list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. And please rate it using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you think it's extremely important, 5, somewhat important, and 0 means you don't think it's important at all. Again, you can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one on the list, affordable healthcare. From 0 to 10, how important is that?
So important. If 10 was super important,
yes.
Then 10.
10 is extremely important. Is that a 10?
Yes.
Okay, the next one, quality K-12 education.
Yeah, 10. Super important.
Yeah. A strong military? How important?
I mean, yeah, totally important. 10.
10. Free and fair elections?
Yeah, 10.
Traditional family values?
10.
Secure borders?
10.
How important?
These are all 10.
Yeah, just two more. A fair and equitable court system.
Fair and what was that one time?
An equitable court system.
Oh, yeah, very important, 10.
And the last one, religious freedom. How important is that?
Yeah, 10.
Thank you. And now, finally, this is basically the last part. Again, thank you so much for your patience. Now I'm going to read you two statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. And again, please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means
okay.
That you strongly agree with the statement. 5, someone agree, and 0, you do not agree with the statement at all.
Okay.
The first one, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. From 0 to 10, 10 is strongly agree.
I strongly agree, 10.
Okay. And the last one, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. while your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. From 0 to 10?
I don't know. That's I would say like 5.
5. Someone agree, okay? And
yeah.
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you again now. On a scale from 0 to 10, how motivated are you with the next presidential elections in November?
I'm very motivated. 10.
Is that a 10? 10, okay. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Like some college.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
Yes.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week?
No,
once or twice a month? Never or hardly ever?
Never.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Honey, are we urban, suburban, or rural? Urban.
Okay. And the last question, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great
sure.
evening. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.